More people will be commemorating Juneteenth. It's now a federal holiday, and we can expect parades, pageants, and of course, lots and lots of food at celebrations this weekend. Today, we have the perfect guest to give us some ways to think about the day and share her own prized Juneteenth dish ideas. Toni Tipton Martin is the editor-in-chief of Cook's Country Magazine, winner of this year's Julia Child Award, and the author of several books, including Jubilee, Recipes from Two Centuries of African-American Cooking. Toni, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the signature dishes that folks may cook or prepare for Juneteenth. Red velvet cake, strawberry soda, as well as barbecue and grilled meats. Can you remind folks where those food traditions come from?
Well, let's start at where you began. The red velvet cake is a new tradition. Obviously, in those early days, African Americans were not using red food color and food dyes to create celebration dishes. But over time, as a matter of commemorating with the color red, which has some significance to suffering, to the blood that's been shed, and chief among those celebration foods is the red drink. So that is something that can be traced all the way back. We know that in Africa, our ancestors were brewing teas with kola leaves and other forms that would create a red hue in the water. And so one of those foods that appears in the very early Juneteenth celebrations is red drink of some kind, whether it was strawberries that were macerated and mashed into lemonade. There were always barbecues, lots of the kinds of traditional picnic foods that we think about, potato salads, green beans, a lot of garden vegetables, because that would have been what we had access to. And then, of course, there would have been the dessert table, where we loved to indulge our sweet tooths with pies and cakes. So we suspect that that's where we would have seen gingerbreads and pound cake. And over time, as you mentioned, the red velvet cake has also become a marker for the holiday.
You know what strikes me as you tell us specifically about strawberry soda is, you know, growing up, we loved red pop in Detroit. Well, there was Faygo red pop. We always say Black folks love red pop. What we learn by reading your books and by you talking is that there's always this historical significance, even to things that seem current day. Is that how you see it?
That's exactly how I see it. And what's really compelling is that this was not limited. Our behaviors and our choices were not limited to the Southern experience, right? You described the Detroit Northern experience, and I had a similar experience growing up in Southern California, but we were drinking strawberry crush. Red drink, red Kool-Aid, red fruit punch, red water. You can just trace that lineage as far back as possible. It's one of the few recipes that we can see connected to the continent.
What are some of your favorite Juneteenth dishes?
Well, I grew up in the house with a vegetarian, pescatarian mother.
So grilling
vegetables. Yeah, so grilling vegetables, salad, beans, those tend to be my go-tos. And so in Jubilee, we talk about the kinds of things you would see at a picnic or a family reunion. So I love baked beans. They're one of my favorite things. Of course, there would be ribs. My husband would probably smoke some ribs for the kids. And then, of course, in homage to that dessert table, some kind of a portable cake. My grandmother taught me to make the most fabulous devil's food cake when I was a little girl. And I was infatuated with it because I loved to lick the beaters and eat broad dough. Jubilee also has my other favorite cake. We call it a lemon tea cake, but it's really a really sweet, tart sweet pound cake.
You've got me thinking, Toni, how ambitious do I want to be this weekend for cooking for Juneteenth? This all sounds really great. And picnics are a wonderful way to be able to do that on maybe a family or individual level. How will you be celebrating?
We are probably going to go over to the Chesapeake Bay and have some crabs. So that's very non-traditional. But the spirit of Juneteenth and the title Jubilee, they exemplify the idea of freedom. That is the entire point here, that You should be free to make whatever you would like to. If that means that you want to have, I don't know, whatever could possibly be your favorite, spaghetti. You should be able to have that and feel great about that, because you're recognizing and honoring all that has been lost through the process of enslavement, but also what we are hoping to reclaim. That's the spirit that I am promoting through my work, and in particular by calling my book Jubilee, to say we are all free.
We've been speaking about Juneteenth food traditions with Toni Tipton Martin. She's the editor-in-chief of Cook's Country, author and historian. Toni Tipton Martin, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It was great to talk to you.
And Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Tanya Mosley.